Hi, this is Anna Mitchell. Join Matt Swaim and me tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 for the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160 The Quest. But now, let's return to the Morning Quest on your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
It is 8:18.
Father Scott Riley from St. Brendan's and Coming. Welcome back, Father.
Hey, good morning. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, Father.
So, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 21 to 24. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone whom the Son wishes to reveal to him. I think people could potentially mistake that and say, I don't have any control or discernment in my understanding or revelation of Jesus. What are your thoughts on that, Father?
Well, this is a beautiful text where Jesus is revealing the inner workings of the Trinity.
Mm.
And that everything proceeds from the Father. The Father is the source of everything, and the Father, therefore, loves the words. The Trinitarian theology is the most difficult of theology in this study, because it's, I get it, and we end up, really don't get it, you know. But
it's impossible to fully comprehend on this side of eternity, is that correct?
And for the rest of eternity, we will be just beginning to understand it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, be it just the perpetual, I think I know, but I'm continuing to discover. So, the Father, Jesus is the Word, and that love, and Jesus loves the Father loves Jesus, and going back and forth, and so simply is the Holy Spirit, that force of love, which is actually a person. And therefore, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. So these kids that he's talking to, these new apostles, that they don't know anything, but the Holy Spirit is revealing to them truth about God. And therefore, he just lifts himself up in prayer. I thank you, Father. And Jesus as well, I think, is showing us how to actually engage in the prayer of praise. If we find that our life is, sort of having trouble, or we're discouraged, we just feel like a half-filled tire as we're going through life, or even a flat tire, begin prayer of praise, and you will see how the Spirit will just lift you up and express to you what God has in his heart for you, and you can enjoy those things, and as well to realize that because you have faith, I mean, the Father has been drawing you to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father draw him or her.
Yep.
And therefore, we're all part of that plan. And I like this last part here, like, blessed are your eyes that see, for many prophets desire to see. And, you know, today we're celebrating St. Francis Xavier. So these people, he was a missionary to India, and they really venerate him because of the faith. You know, south of India, it's where it's mostly Catholic, or a large population of Catholics. But St. Francis, this Jesuit, one of the founders of the Jesuits, was St. Ignatius, the founder, that desire to just share the knowledge of and the sacraments of Christ Jesus to these people who were worshiping all sorts of gods and deities, and to drive him to what he did. And that's, you could say, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. I can't just keep what I have here. I need to share it. And by sharing, you rejoice. It's, I mean, how powerful it is when people say, well, like, why are you so happy. That makes me, and some people say, that makes me angry why you're so happy. It's not fair. Well, it's not because I put on some happiness or ate some happiness cookies this morning. Rather, it is because I've chosen in whom to place my trust. Mm-hmm. That's why. So happiness is a choice.
Yeah. It
really is. Because the Holy Spirit, therefore, delivers joy. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is never about bait and switch. Like, sometimes we can feel that. But he's not. If we're feeling that, it's because we're not humming on all cylinders.
Yeah. I think about that quote. Jesus says, in this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Right.
So a reminder that the love and joy we get to experience in Christ is not circumstantial. In fact, when the chips are down or times may be toughest on paper, that's often when we feel his joy and love the most.
You're right, and it requires a decision. So, for example, like I said last week, I just touched on it, was Cardinal Antoine Wint in that book, Testimony of Hope. So he was arrested when the communists took over in Vietnam. He was sent to prison, thrown in there, and he was so depressed.
Wow.
And he had a major stomach ache to boot. And this prayer is like, why am I here? This is such a hateful place. I can't love anyone. And then he felt the Blessed Virgin Mary mm-hmm. tell him, that's not true. You have many people here to love.
Wow.
Who can I love? Love your guards.
Mm. Wow.
And then he said, okay, I will love my guards. And so what did he do? Did he just start saying, hey, I'm going to teach you all about Jesus? No.
Wow.
He started off by creating a friendship, asking them questions, and then talking to them about his travels, because these were ignorant soldiers, you know, didn't see much of life. Talking about how he went to America and other countries, and they were fascinated, and then teaching them Latin.
Wow.
He actually was teaching them Marian hymns to the Holy Spirit. So he said every morning the soldiers would come in, and then they, at 7 o'clock in the morning or six, they'd be going up and down the stairs, and they'd be singing the Latin hymn, Veni Creator Spiritus.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And then, so anyway, then those guards, they loved him, and then they said, well, we got to switch these guys out, the authorities, because he's converted them. They bring in some new ones, and same thing, he would love them.
Wow.
And then they ended up not switching them out, because that was the Holy Spirit working in him, and the power of love. So remember, we got to believe in love, and then let's focus on that, and then God can change society through the love with which, because he's chosen to love through us.
Amen. Wow, Father. I feel like that is a good takeaway. Loving others, even if you're frustrated with them, give them love, show them love.
Right. Beginning with those closest to you, in your family, your siblings, mm-hmm. etc.
Thank you so much, Father Scott Riley, for blessing us once again.
God bless you.